What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Redbeard Outdoors podcast. I'm Jonathan, your host, and here at Redbeard Outdoors, I talk to you about faith, family, fitness, and the outdoors. Tuesdays being Tinkering Tuesdays, where I bring you mindset or gear, either first impressions or reviews after I've used the products, why, kind of my thought process behind it, etc. Kind of like if you were sitting here with me in the room, going over it with me, just like I do with my buddies, and that's what I want it to feel like for you. Every other Thursday, we'll put out an episode on why First Form Outdoors from the perspective of individuals outside myself that have used First Form, enjoy the products, but also the community, the education, everything else that goes along with it, and why you should join First Form community as well. Over on the First Form Outdoors Facebook group is the easiest way to get in, along with getting in on the email list that I've got as well, which we'll get into that in a little bit. And then Saturdays, every Saturday, I put out a full-length conversation, hour to an hour and a half, with people that are either experts in their field, have an awesome story that I think maybe you'd want to hear. That's why we're sharing it with you. Something along those lines. Or maybe it's just a buddy that I want to share that conversation that I had with you that I've had with them. Either way, we get to learn together. And that's the purpose of this podcast. So definitely help out by subscribing, following, leaving a comment with any questions that maybe pop up during the video, maybe, you know, tagging your friends would be very much appreciated. If you're listening to this on the audio only version, follow, subscribe, whatever the button is on the platform you're listening to. And then if you have a YouTube, head over there as well, because days like today with the gear reviews are way better on YouTube, but I put them out there on the audio platform as well for people that want to listen in and use it as maybe some background noise or hear about a new product as well. So with that being said, guys, I do have a giveaway running all the way through April. If you don't know about that, it is a giveaway for a Poseidon Pro from Dark Energy, a wall charger from Dark Energy, and their paracord charging cord, your choice of whatever attachment you need there. So, and color as well. Orange is obviously the best, but if you want a different color, that's cool too. Go get in on that giveaway in the link down below. That way you get entered in via email. So that's the easiest way to get a hold of you and there not be any scams or spamming or anything like that. I do only email generally once a week just to keep you updated on the new podcasts that are coming out, guests that have come on, etc. Unless there's some freak, crazy, awesome deal that I want you to know about, I don't generally email you more than once a week. So with that being said, guys, get in on that giveaway. Share it with others. If you're on Instagram, I have been, unfortunately, banned from being shared with non-followers on Instagram, whether that be my reels, whatever. And that's what I use mainly for getting out to new eyeballs and ears. And so if you could go over there, if you use Instagram and help out, I'd really appreciate it by bringing your friends over to the page, sharing it with them, sharing the podcast. Every time you tag me in a podcast that you share, I love to reshare that and see the community continue to grow. So thank you so much. And that's why I get to do these giveaways for you guys that are helping the channel grow. I want to give back to you. Now, on to what we're talking about today. So traditionally, and as we've talked about, and I say traditionally, I've only been in archery, guys, for what's it been, almost 5 years now? And so I'm still learning. I'm still a greenie. I'm definitely not an expert, but I like to listen to when experts do talk and go and test it myself. And I've been able to mess around with a few things. And I generally don't run arrow wraps. My main reasoning is a couple things. I've seen some issues where people weren't checking their arrows well when they were shooting groups. And so they had like a crack at the back of the arrow that maybe the wrap was not showing, was covering up. And so their arrow ended up blowing up. I've also seen to where, you know, it can affect the weight on the back of your arrow, if that's a thing for you that you're concerned about more front of center. Also, if you have one messed up vein and you have to strip the whole thing. You can't just strip one vein. So all of those things to be said, I'm putting the negatives out first. And that's why I haven't really run wraps in the past. Now I have a really light arrow setup. And I have my heavier arrow setup, if you want to call it that as well. My light arrow setup is right around 400 grains. I can't go much lighter, if any lighter, because I shoot 80-pound bows. If I was to shoot 70-pound bows, I could drop it way down to about 350 grains, and I would shoot that because I just want to mess around with it. And as long as it's safe, I'm cool with that. Now, my normal arrow is around 450, and then my quote-unquote heavy arrow is around 480 this year, and that's going to have the glue-in system from Evolution. Absolutely love that. It's the VAP TKO, a little heavier shaft, heavier point weight up front, etc. This is my lightweight. So this is my lightweight arrow. It's got just a regular field point here, 125 grains. If I can show that, there you go. This is the collar. I don't think it will come off. Well, it did come off. This is the collar from MFJJ, Podium Archer. So titanium collar. And we've got the 30 grain outsert here. And I don't know what all this junk is. I wonder what that is. You guys are seeing this for the first time with me here. Huh. Who knows? I think that's parts of the foam. I don't know. Either way, let me clean that off so I can show you this a little bit better. All right. There you go. So there's the half out, 30 grain half out titanium from Podium Archer. Not sponsored, but I love their stuff. And I just lost the collar. All right, we'll come back to that. So with that being said, I think it's 15 grains for the collar, 30 grains here. I had to go with a collar. I was not going to use a collar because, again, I wanted to get it as light as possible, but I had it so light that I needed to add some weight. And the, I guess, most structurally sound place that I would like to have is right here, where the collar goes over the half cert, and then the field tip or, excuse me, guys, or the broadhead screws in. So these are the RIP, the Victory RIP XVs in the Elite Spine, which makes it 0.001 straightness. So as straight as they make it over there at Victory. And then I added wraps to these. Now, here's a big reason why. One, I needed to put four vanes on the back of this arrow to get it to where it is sitting right at 400 grains to be safe. So instead of having four vanes at the back, I said, well, I had this awesome dude on Instagram, which I'll leave it down below. It's Boutique. There's his symbol right there. And he just said, hey, do you ever run wraps? Do you want to run wraps? What do you think? And I said, sure, I'm up for it. I never really thought about it until I, you know, obviously thought of this idea where I could only run three vanes in the back with a wrap, and that would work great. So he made some outstanding wraps. And what we did was the Kryptek Blaze. And actually, I can show you the wraps right here. Let's pull these out of the packaging. So I only did a couple of them because I wanted to see how they went. Because again, I've never really done wraps before. And these are what they look like. So he did an outstanding job with the coloration. So it's the Kryptek Blaze. I went with the Kryptek Blaze because, as you know, Kryptek's partner of the show. And I love orange and I like the Kryptek pattern. And put my little logo there on the end as well. So this is what it looks like on the actual arrow. There you go. And then these vanes are the AAE Air Razors. If you haven't checked those out, they're pretty cool. Super stiff vane. The only thing that I've heard about those specifically, kind of going on a tangent here, is that if you send it through a target, they're obviously with a stiffer material, it doesn't really have any memory. So it just kind of gets folded over and, you know, you have to refletch. So get some good targets, like some Morel High Rollers or some foam target that you can get so you don't shoot through the target. But I digress. Back here with the wraps. It's an awesome aesthetic. I love the look of it. And obviously the bright orange is pretty sweet. The Kryptek is awesome. But he just did such a quality job on this wrap. And then, you know, I went through and put them on myself here. I didn't put them on 100% square. You can see a couple of imperfections, but that's just me, right? From me putting it on, not where it overlaps perfectly. But even with my mistakes, this thing looks beautiful. It's a gorgeous looking arrow. He also makes reflective ones. He makes glow in the dark ones. If you're looking for a glow in the dark wrap, he's got you covered as well. So that's something that you could check out. But they went on super easy. You just put out, you know, a mouse pad or whatever it is that you use to flet your arrows, work on your arrows, and you roll your arrow over it, and it stuck really well. And then these fletchings, obviously, they're stuck on like concrete as well. So again, all the benefits of the wrap. One, you can add some aesthetic to it. So if you have weight that you can throw in the back of your arrow and not throw off your FOC if you're a front of center person, definitely look at getting wraps. And there's a lot of great companies out there. He's getting started and he does an amazing job. Now, I want to show you here a pair that I've got between this and my sight. So this is the dialed Arxos, but this wrap right here, I mean, come on, guys. The blaze, if it'll focus here. There we go. Dude, that, I'm telling you, I'm a sucker for, I want things to work well, but I also like when they look good too. And obviously, I haven't put these through much abuse. I've shot these arrows at league, and I've used this sight, but I haven't put the wrap through what the rest of the sight has been through up on the mountain. But it's gorgeous. It does a great job. The lines just line up great, even on the top there, on the side here. I mean, he does an amazing job. So I'm going to link these two guys' pages down below so you can check out their work. Let's see. There you go. So you got the wrap here. You've got the sight there. And it's not just for dialed sights. Obviously, I shoot a dialed sight. But if you have other sights as well, UV, or even a black gold or something maybe a little bit more simple, doesn't have as many cutouts, he's more than happy to do that for you as well. So definitely go check that out. I'm interested in knowing if you guys would be interested in some Blaze Kryptek pattern wraps. And if we should do, if we should sell them, if we should do a giveaway for them, let me know down in the comments down below, guys. I'd love to know what you're thinking as far as that goes, because I'd love to get these up on the site so that you guys can go and buy them if that's something that you're interested in. I love them. This is my first kind of dabbling into wraps, and he did a great job. They look great. They've held up to my shooting, multiple arrows at league, and yeah, and then of course get the pair. These guys do a great job. They pair up great, and highly recommend that you check them out. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to get in on the Dark Energy giveaway that I'm doing here for April. Check out the link down below. Subscribe to this channel. Comment. Ask me any questions. Let me know if you're interested in these wraps for your sight, for your arrows, in the Kryptek Blaze with my symbol on it. I'd love to help get that going. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate your time and tuning in. Thank you for helping this channel grow. I really do appreciate that as well. And of course, get out, live your life, and love it.